This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Local news is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. We spoke with Jojo Baraka from Price County Public Health about ways to prevent this latest wave of illness in the area.
We've been seeing a lot of what's called influenza-like illnesses. So they mimic influenza with like that sore throat, cough, fever, body aches, and other symptoms. But a lot of these individuals haven't been tested to confirm that it's either influenza, COVID, or RSV in that aspect. One of the biggest things is prevention. That's essential to minimizing any potential risk or spread of illness. So a big thing that we recommend is washing hands frequently and for at least 20 seconds. So anytime that you're eating a meal, before or after, is a good time to wash your hands. Anytime you're using the bathroom, or again, if you're having those symptoms like cough, sneezing, and blowing nose, that's always a really good time to wash your hands as well. As far as another prevention tool is making sure that you're up to date on vaccines. So if you aren't sure of what your vaccination status is, or when you last received, say, a flu shot, you can always reach out to public health or your primary care provider just to kind of ask that simple question. If you reach out to public health, we're able to look at your immunization record, and then we can kind of guide you with next steps in that case. And then lastly, for prevention, staying home when you're sick. I know it's hard, especially if kids like to go to school, or if you have a really hard day at work that there's just so much that needs to get done. But it is really advisable through DHS and public health that we stay home when you have a fever above 100.4, and then also you're displaying some of those symptoms. So really being cognizant of, if you have symptoms, you have that fever, it might be best to stay home. And then it's recommended by DHS to stay home until you're fever-free for 24 hours. And that includes making sure that you're not taking any fever-reducing medication, and then also when those symptoms improve.
This full interview will be available online at 98qcountry.com. Jerome Poling spent years covering the American Birkebeiner before deciding to take part in the race himself. Here's Maddie Schaefer with more.
Poling spent 27 years as a journalist at the Eau Claire Leader-Telegram and another 15 years as communications manager at UW-Stout. He also holds a master's degree in English literature from UW-Eau Claire. He first encountered the American Birkebeiner in the early 1980s while covering the race as a journalist. Watching the race year after year, Poling says it didn't take long before he wanted to be a part of it himself.
I loved watching the people in the race, and I just thought someday I want to be one of them and join in the fun. It just looked like such a cool experience to be out there skiing, and I really at some point just decided I wanted to do that too.
A few years later, Poling started with the Coeur d'Alopet, eventually moving up to the full Berkey, while continuing to report on local skiers from Eau Claire.
So I was kind of had a double exposure to the Berkey as a skier and as a writer.
He has now completed half of the 50 Birkebeiner races that have been held and earned a membership in the Birch Leggings Club, which recognizes skiers who have finished 20 or more Berkeys. Poling says the personal challenge of the race and the energy of Berkey Week is what brought him back year after year.
I love being there. I love being part of it, seeing skiing friends, being there with my family, creating memories. The whole experience is something I've just always looked forward to every year.
Approaching its 50th year, Poling thought it was the perfect time to document the history of an event that had meant so much to him. He published his fifth book in October titled American Birkebeiner, the Nation's Greatest Ski Marathon, drawing on decades of reporting and skiing to document the race's history, its unique atmosphere, and how it has changed over time.
The title isn't making a boast. I believe the Berkey truly is, and most people would say truly is, the nation's greatest ski marathon.
A fatal head-on collision on Highway 51 in Arborvitae claimed the life of a 34-year-old Three Lakes man yesterday morning near Trap Road. The Wisconsin State Patrol reports a southbound pickup truck lost control, crossed the center line, and struck a dump truck. The 23-year-old dump truck driver was uninjured, and the crash remains under investigation by the Wisconsin State Patrol. Several agencies, including Vilas County Sheriff's Office, Arborvitae Fire and Rescue Department, Oneida County Ambulance, and the Oneida County Medical Examiner, responded to the scene. The name of the deceased is being withheld pending notification of family. Ron Weber joined us on Reality Radio yesterday to talk about Out We Go's hike and ski candlelight trek.
I'm a forester with the Department of Natural Resources. I actually work out of the Ladysmith office, but I got my start up on the Flambeau River State Forest. And so I am very intimately connected with the forest up there and like to spend as much time up there as I can. And so, next weekend, February 7th, we are going to be having our 32nd annual candlelight hike and ski. And it's quite an event that I'm hopefully inviting all the public listening to come on and check out if they haven't already in a previous year. There is a little over a mile trail. It's a looped trail that goes out and back from the main gathering area. And it's groomed and tracked for skiing. And if people don't have skis, they want to just hike or snowshoe, they're also able to do that. Right. And the trail itself is lit with candles, little bags with snow, and there's a real candle in each side, each bag. It kind of warmly lights the trail, and it's really quite a sight to see. People that come for the first time, they're really blown away. You know, if they've never been to one of these events, it's really something to see.
Once again, that is taking place next weekend. Wisconsin is joining a growing legal fight between states and the Trump administration, filing a brief in support of Minnesota over federal immigration enforcement actions in Minneapolis. Isabella Nieto breaks it down.
The filing comes after ICE agents shot and killed a Green Bay native over the weekend. In an appearance on the WXCO morning show, Call says the concern is not immigration enforcement itself, but how those actions are being carried out.
It is about causing terror within an American city, causing terror among people.
The brief argues that federal actions have crossed into unconstitutional territory by targeting communities in ways that harm state and local institutions. Call says the issue directly involves state sovereignty.
We've got state governments and federal governments. It's one of the ways that the founders of this country wanted to protect liberty.
Call says Wisconsin does not want to see similar enforcement actions expand into its own communities, and stopping them now could prevent similar situations elsewhere. Wisconsin's AG has spent most of the past year pushing back against what Call says are unlawful actions by the Trump administration. Call says his office has joined more than 40 multi-state lawsuits challenging federal decisions, including efforts to cut or freeze funding that Congress has already approved, like education funding, AmeriCorps, medical research, disaster mitigation, and more.
If we don't have a system where we're governed by the rule of law, that means we have people who can make arbitrary decisions that govern what happens in our lives.
Following the shooting over the weekend, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi called on Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to turn over voter rolls. Call says Wisconsin has refused to provide sensitive voter information, citing state law and privacy protections.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Local News right here on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Badgers bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College hoops, the Badgers had only scored 17 points at halftime. Minnesota looked like they finally were on their way to getting a win at Wisconsin. The Badgers came roaring back in the second half, beat the Gophers 67-63. Wisconsin's Nick Boyd on what was the key in the second best comeback in Badgers basketball history.
Down in that situation, down 18 at half, we just like, man, when we come out, we just got to communicate and just bring energy any way we could. So being physical, I think, really changed the second half.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Wizards tonight in the nation's capital. The NBA trade deadline now a week away. And ESPN's Sham Sharania says more rumors about trading Giannis.
The Bucks have indicated to rival teams that they would would want as a price point, a young blue chip talent in all of this.
NFL, the Packers have a new linebacker coach. It's the Bills defensive coordinator, Bobby Babish. The Dolphins' Jeff Hafley has now hired three of his assistants in Green Bay to join him in Miami. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a little bit of off and on light snow this afternoon. There won't be much accumulation, but it could be enough in a few spots to make things a little slick. Our high near 6 above today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 9 below. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 9 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.